I remember about 15 years ago, I decided to do something crazy, something brave. I decided to go shopping on Black Friday. Yes, I decided to do the crazy, unbelievable thing that only very few of you have done, right? So I love electronics and I love kind of nerdy gadgets like that. And I went to Best Buy. The night before, I was looking at the ad and I was kind of guessing and seeing what were the things that I wanted to buy. And I was trying to plan where were they in the store. I remember I got there about 2 hours before the store opened. I think it was about 3 a.m. and it was gonna open at 5 or 5:30 that following day. There was already a line of people, about 40 to 50 people in line, and I was there and I was hardcore and I was gonna get everything that I wanted. As soon as the doors opened, we all started rushing in, and what made it difficult was those other people wanted the same things because that's how they drew you in there. They put all these items that they knew everyone wanted. So it was a race to find the thing that I got. And I got some pretty amazing things. But if someone had told me upon entering, hey, there's a corner over there with televisions, they're all $100 and no one knows they're there, what would I have done? I would have forgotten everything that I had. I would have ran and gotten as many TVs as possible and walked out of there a victorious person and had an amazing Thanksgiving holiday. My friends, this is our life. Let me ask you kind of something to get you thinking. What's the greatest treasure in heaven? Think about that for a second. When we are in heaven, what's the greatest treasure that we can have? Probably most of you are gonna give the same answer, answers that don't quite understand what I'm asking, answers that don't really think about what the truth is about what heaven is like. Some of you are gonna say heaven itself, some of you are gonna say God, but it's not like that, because all of us are gonna experience God and all of us are gonna be in heaven. So that can't be the greatest treasure. The greatest treasure is this: the number of souls that you were responsible for bringing into heaven, because that's what God cares about. God cares about bringing as many people into heaven, and that's almost the only thing that he cares that we do. That's what he wants of us, to bring as many souls into heaven. And actually, the more souls that you bring into heaven, the more rewards you will have, the more merits you will have, the more you will experience God. That's what's amazing, that it's not just God, but it's how much of God you can experience, and that is completely dependent on the number of souls that you bring in. Hence, praying for the souls in purgatory is so important, but everyone is racing to the same groups and categories of people. Everyone is praying for these types of souls in purgatory. Everyone is praying for their family. Everyone is praying for this. And as we go on in Lent, you're gonna see so many other categories of types of people that are in heaven. But there's a corner of purgatory that no one goes to, and they're supremely discounted, and they're awaiting for your help. And if you knew how much treasure they are, how valuable they will be in your crown in heaven, you would race towards them and help them as much as possible. And that category is, wait for it, the souls in purgatory that no one prays for. Exactly. They've been completely abandoned, forgotten by all. No one even thinks that they exist anymore. They're completely erased from the human memory. And those souls I'm offering to you today to devote yourself to pray for them, and perhaps to make it a lifelong category of people that you pray for. My friends, my name is Alvaro, and this is the channel Uniquely Mary, and we are in day 7 in this Lenten journey into purgatory. And if you find this material helpful and adding value to your life, please help spread it by hitting that like button. How hard is it to become someone that no one remembers and no one prays for? Do you think it's that hard? It's maybe easier than you think. And perhaps you are gonna be one of those people very soon. Think about it. Think about the types of people that you know right now. First of all, how many are devout? How many of them pray for purgatory? How many of them pray for souls in purgatory that are friends of yours and family? Now, when you die, how many years do you think it will take for no one to be praying for you? Think about that. That just sent chills down the spine of thousands of people throughout the world. How many years will it take for everyone to forget you? I bet you it will take 5 or maybe even less, because your friends will have died. Your family members will say, oh, they're in heaven. People will have said, I offered X number of masses, I'm done. And no one will remember you because you weren't famous, you weren't a priest, you weren't that. And people will just say, oh yeah, pray for somebody else. So that's another reason why you should pick up this particular group of people, praying for those that no one is praying for, because you will be one of those very soon. And remember what we learned yesterday. If you pray for them and you show that charity now, God will go out of his way to remind others to do the same for you. My friends, I encourage you to buy this book. It is amazing. Get it in Kindle if you don't want to wait for the shipping. And now let's dive into some of the amazing quotes that this chapter gives us. Yet daily and hourly, as we pass on our errands of duty and pleasure, there are innumerable multitudes of our fellow creatures calling to us from wide oceans of unimaginable and undying fire. And the dew of charity seems dried up in our hearts, and we have none to give them. Daily and hourly, they are stretching their manacled hands toward us, praying for one touch of the talismanic power of indulgenced prayer to lighten the weight, to send ringing downward the chains that bind them. And we lock up the rich treasure before their pleading eyes and turn away. We turn away because we cannot spare the time from our amusements, our dress, from the thousand and one things that make up the business of our lives. Daily and hourly, they plead to us who think that we love Jesus to consider how they have seen him and know what he is, while we only guess, imploring of us to use our power with their sovereign to shorten their time of banishment, to rid them of their keenest pang, separation from him. They have seen him, and their souls are straining after him, and their hearts are thirsting for him with a straining and a thirsting that only immortality could bear and live. We stand by and hearken not, and our precious power is lost, lies utterly useless. And are we the dearer to the heart of Jesus for it? Have pity on us. Have pity on us. At least you are friends. How much this is true for the souls in purgatory that no one prays for. Pray intensely for them today. Persevere in this journey into purgatory. God bless you and your family, and I will see you tomorrow in day 8.